Joanne, Andrea, and Zoe are the stars in my night sky. Together, we make a good constellation. We stick by each other. We look out for each other. We forgive each other. I remind myself of the last fact as I hold the invitation in my hand, knowing that I should accept, with grace and maturity, the olive branch it represents. Dear Caris, Zoe, and Andrea, my 40th birthday celebrations. Come and join me for an adventure weekend full of mysteries and surprises, the like of which you can't imagine, with the grand reveal on Sunday evening, Friday the 8th of September to Monday the 11th of September. Meet at Chichester Cathedral, 9 a.m. Friday morning. Love, Joanne. P.S. As it's also Caris's birthday on the Monday, I thought we could celebrate that as well. 2 months ago, Joanne had told us to save the date, or rather the weekend, and said she'd let us know nearer the time what was happening. I could have quite happily ignored my 39th birthday, but Joanne had been insistent the weekend was to be a double celebration. She also insisted that, despite it being her birthday, the whole weekend was to be a surprise for me too. I had hoped we'd find out the details sooner, and I have to admit, leaving it until the night before is cutting it fine. But she has steadfastly refused to give us any more details until now. I flip the card over and see there is a handwritten message, the tall, spiky writing unmistakably Joanne's.
P.P.S. I know things have been difficult lately, but amends need to be made. Do come. It's important you're there.
I sit down at the kitchen table and read the invitation again. I'm not sure what it is about the PPS on the reverse, but it sounds odd. I think that's the best way I can describe it. I mull over the significance, but before I can settle on anything meaningful, my mobile rings. Andrea Jarvis's name flashes across the screen. Hiya, I say, kicking off my running shoes. Flakes of dried mud from my afternoon cross-country runs scatter across the tiled floor like dirty snowflakes. I sigh inwardly at the mess. Sometimes I'm no better than my teenage son. Stepping over the debris, I go to the fridge, hook out a bottle of wine and pour myself a glass, something I would normally reserve for a Friday night. But seeing as we're off on our jolly tomorrow, I feel a drop of alcohol is justified. Don't tell me. You've seen the invitation.
Too bloody right, says Andrea. Did you get the PPS on yours?
Where it says about making amends?
What is that all about?
I shrug, even though Andrea can't see this action. No idea. Maybe she just really wants us to go. Maybe she thought we'd change our minds, now that it looks like it's going to be an outdoor adventure type of weekend.
I'm not bothered about that,
says Andrea.
It's not like we haven't done this sort of thing before. Last year we all did that charity walk up Snowdon. Before that, the mountain bike trail. You'll be in your element anyway.
It's true. I am an adventure junkie, and working at the local Outward Bound Centre tends to satisfy my addiction for kayaking, rock climbing and the like these days. I also help with the outdoor activities for the Duke of Edinburgh Award, so I'm not particularly fazed by the prospect of what Joanne has in store for us. It's going to be like a busman's holiday for me, I say. And you'll be okay yourself.
Yeah, that's as may be, but I'm stuck behind the desk most days since I took over the gym. I headed up a high-impact aerobics class the other day and thought my legs were going to seize up afterwards.
You'll be fine. Have you spoken to Zoe about the invite? I ask, taking my seat at the table again. I glance at the official-looking letter, which was also waiting on the doormat when I got in this evening, and push it to one side to read later.
She hasn't a clue what it means either. But she's gone into full-on cute Labrador puppy mode. All excited, can't wait for the weekend, and thinks Joanne is utterly wonderful.
I give a small laugh into my glass as Andrea does a perfect imitation of Zoe, whose voice gets squeakier the more excited and enthusiastic she gets about anything. It's too late to change your mind, I say.
It would be